them out front and back them up. It takes an incredible amount of teamwork and support from every level to get the job done. A lot of times, that work isn't very glamorous and won't grab any headlines or become a soundbite on the news. It will rarely be the subject of a question from an audience member at a book signing or a radio call-in program. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the work isn't dangerous, that the adrenaline isn't pumping, or anything like that. I know that a lot of times when someone achieves something that's worth nothing, it's almost as if he's an overnight success. I don't think that anybody ever succeeds without having to pay the price along the way, without having to learn more than a few lessons, sometimes from great teachers and sometimes the hard way, through experience. The stories that I want to share with you span my entire military career and reflect a wide variety of the experiences I had and some of the lessons I learned during the 6 years I proudly served. That said, they don't include every one of my proudest moments. I should clarify that a bit. I'm proud of the work that I did in my 6 year career in the Army. I didn't always perform at my absolute best, but that's on me and not the people I worked with. The team leaders, platoon commanders, and others who put me in the position where I could succeed or fail.